Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Mennonite School student Peyton Hart and family consumer science teacher Diane Willems about the culinary arts class restaurant that had their first event on February 28th.
You're the head cook for today, right? Who else picked the menu with you?
Jeremy Niemeyer, who is a junior, and Palmer Thomas, who is a senior.
What was on the menu today?
To start, we had a strawberry and citrus salad with a mint syrup. For main dish, we had a Monte Crisco sandwich and a hash brown as a side, as well as a baked custard for dessert.
And so how did you come up with the menu, the ideas?
We knew we wanted something light at the beginning because our main dish we knew wanted to be a Monte Cristo sandwich. That was the first thing we came up with. So we went for a light salad at the beginning. And then for a custard, we thought a nice warm custard would be a nice way to round out the meal.
This is all done part of the culinary arts class here?
Yes, it is.
And there's just three of the dates that you guys are doing the restaurant, I believe.
Yes, there's three restaurants with three people in charge of it. And then at the end, we're having a mother's tea, which we will all be in charge of.
Did you volunteer to be a head cook?
I was the one who was in head of our team with, like, helping to find a direction for what food we wanted. And then I would say that I naturally kind of fell into being familiar with the recipes and directing people the day of.
If you could tell me more about what your responsibilities have been as head cook.
I was in charge of assigning what everyone would be doing in terms of baking the custard and frying the potatoes and the sandwiches. I also helped when there was issues this morning with not having enough time to cook the sandwiches. We had to find more people to come in and fry sandwiches.
How has the preparation been for today?
It's been a long process. We started about a month ago with learning like the basics of how commercial kitchens work and then working through the skills that we would need with like teamwork. And then we also had to menu plan. We went grocery shopping, pricing, and finding the best deal on items so that we could get the most bang for our buck.
What do you like about being in this culinary arts class and doing this cafe?
I like that it's more challenging than a regular foods class because we are serving people other than ourselves. We also have the opportunity to make things on a larger scale, which is interesting to see how we were frying 32 sandwiches in a relatively small kitchen on two ranges. So that was an interesting challenge, as well as trying new recipes that normal foods classes don't have the opportunity to.
So how long have you been instructing the culinary arts class?
This is my second year here.
And so how does it feel going into the, I guess this is the second year that you yourself have been doing the IMS Cafe?
Yes, it is.
This is a tradition that's probably been going on for several years. How did you want to keep steering that ship forward?
Yeah, to try some different types of things. This year we had almost double the amount of students, and so it's really affected, you know, what we can do and what we can get done. I'm hoping to get them involved in a little bit of catering towards the end if we have time this year, and I'd like to add that too. So doing more specialty things. I'm having Foods One learn to make pie dough and some things that they usually don't do, but I want them more prepared for culinary. So we're doing some extra specialty things in there as well.
For the cafe, how involved are you in the planning process and the preparation with the kids?
Yeah. Well, we start off by dividing the class into their chef groups. And then they start looking at menus. I give them some guidelines. They have a packet of forms they have to fill out. We go through all that. And I okay everything, you know, and look at the recipes. They have to make their menu cost effective. They're given a budget. And so they work with that. I know one group changed because they realized they couldn't afford one thing, and they didn't want to do away with their main dish. So, you know, they've learned to do that, which I think is very good. As far as the work today, I was here at 6:15 before anyone else. I got the coffee made, everything heated up, started making custard, and I just fill in anywhere we need help. And yeah, so I serve as another student, actually, probably, in the process, but I love working with them. They're awesome.
Yeah, what's it like kind of running your own little restaurant with these students here at the school?
Well, it's great. Of course, this was our practice run since this was their first one, not my first one. But they were just so enthusiastic about it, really worked hard. We have quite a mess to clean up, but you know, when you're working fast and running hard, that's how it turns out. So,
people who might come to the cafe later this spring, what should they look forward to here?
Well, we have some other menus. Our next menu is going to be bacon and egg cheese quiche and cinnamon scones. I think they're having some kind of fruit. And then the last one, they're actually redoing their menu a little bit. So
that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Iowa Mennonite School student Peyton Hart and family consumer science teacher Diane Willems about the Culinary Arts Class restaurant that had their first event on February 28th. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.